Nas and Hit-Boy are back with King's Disease 2. Let's talk about it. What is steak and eggs? Yes, oh, yeah. It is not a game.
Meal, steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and egg.
Steak, eggs,
tomato. Steak and egg.
Steak
and egg.
Yeah.
Steak and egg.
What is steak and eggs? Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs. Yeah. Welcome back to Steak and Eggs, man. How y'all doing out there, dog? I hope everybody is good. They blessed, man. Y'all eating good, living good, man. And y'all happy, man, and enjoying life, man. First and foremost, dog, follow Steak and Eggs on every platform that you can find Steak and Eggs on, man. Check out the podcast on all podcast platforms. Go to www.steakandeggs.com for the blog and for the merch, and like and subscribe to the YouTube channel, dog. So, like I said in the intro, man, Nasty Nas is back. Him and Hit-Boy, dog, they just returned again for King's Disease 2. Last year, they dropped the first King's Disease, and the first King's Disease was ill. It won them both a Grammy, so that's how you know that that was a good album. So they came out of left field with Part 2, and man, it's a crazy album, dog. I really, really like it. I really enjoyed it. I keep listening to it, and you know, I might be a little biased because Nas is one of my favorite rappers, man. He's actually at the top of my list of all-time favorite MCs. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like my one and two type shit. You know what I'm saying? So for me to still be getting Nas records this late in his career and then this late in my life too, you know, especially growing up on Nas, man, from Illmatic to It Was Written and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? It's dope to see that Nas is still around, man. He's still looking young. He's sounding young. He's vibrant. He's enjoying life. His businesses is prospering. He's giving us new artists and stuff like that, like Dave East and everything that he's doing with Mass Appeal Records. You know what I'm saying? So it's just awesome, and it's inspiring to see that Nas is still here and he's still around and he's still doing his thing. And it's crazy to say that he was already dope, but to get better with time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like now he's like, his flows are switching up better or a lot more, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy to see this transition or whatever it is, man. It's crazy to experience this, and it's really, really dope to see, because a lot of people would always comment and say that Nas had the whack beats or he had horrible beat selection and all this, that, and the fourth. But I feel like from Life Is Good to Lost Tapes 2 to King's Disease and now King's Disease 2, there's no way that you can say that Nas is picking whack beats or that his music is boring or anything like that. There's no way that you can say it. And if you saying it, I'm just going to say that you're just a hater, dog. So Nas and Hit-Boy, dog, they are really like the dynamic duo that we probably didn't see coming. And shout out to Hit-Boy, man. You know, he did the Burden of Proof album with Benny the Butcher last year as well. And I feel like he did a couple of more albums last year on top of doing King's Disease Part 1 with Nas. And like I said, they won a Grammy for it because it's a great album. And I would actually say that that's a classic. So to get a sequel to it is really dope, and it's really really amazing, and it's awesome. And I just feel like Hit-Boy knows Nas's like style or what they're going with. They in there chefing up some marvelous stuff, dog, and it's really, really ill. And so, you know, to start the album off with The Pressure, awesome introduction, awesome intro, Nas just being Nas, just doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, where he just rapping. And then I just love like how the beat switched eventually. It was really dope, you know what I'm saying? A really, really dope introduction to the album, dog. The beat is nasty, and Nas is just gonna be Nas, dog. Death Row East I really thought that Death Row East might be one of my favorite songs off of this album. Really, really dope. And it's dope that he telling a story. It kind of reminds me of Last Real Nigga Alive off the Godson album. Nas has that ability, like, you know, that he's one of the best storytellers in hip hop. And so to be able to take this experience of him and Pac having a beef with each other or whatever, and then they were trying to work it out and everything like that, but it just came down to, like, there wasn't enough time to make the situation work. But it was a true story that Tupac and Suge Knight were starting the Death Row East. And there's actually, like, video footage. You can see them. I want to say they were, like, at the VMAs or something like that, but they had on, like, Death Row East shirts. It was like 100 dudes with Death Row East shirts on and stuff like that. Like, they were really about to start a Death Row East right before Tupac got murdered. You know what I'm saying? So for Nas to tell that story and tell the story of, like, how Jungle was about to get at Pac or whatever it is, but they really did want to kill this, squash the beef, but it all happened. Pac's death happened way too early before they could actually get that situation handled. And so I really thought that was dope to tell that story and to tell the story now. He could have did this albums ago. He could have did this years ago, but to do it now on King's Disease 2, I thought that was really dope, and the beat was ill. 40 side, ridiculous. The 40 side beat is ridiculous, dude. Just to hear Nas on just, like, even like a modern type production, man. Hit Boy really just put his foot in this album, dog. That 40 side is crazy, man. And, you know, 40 side is basically just the side of Queensbridge where Nas is from. Like, if you just grew up on Nas, then you would hear him talking about, like, the 40 side of Vernon, the 41st side, and everything like that. So, you know, that really dope song, straight banger, actually. Like, that song stays on repeat because it's just that nasty. EPMD 2, man. So you remember EPMD, the not just the group, but the song EPMD was on Judas and the Black Messiah, that soundtrack or whatever. So that Nas and Hit-Boy did a song for that soundtrack, and so the song was EPMD, and that was a dope song. So for him to do EPMD 2 on this album and to actually find Eric and Parrish from EPMD and to get them to do a feature on this was really ill. Really, really dope just to even take it back to somebody that inspired him to rap. And EPMD, man, are just legends, dog. Like, EPMD, dog, like, You Got to Chill, Let the Funk Flow, which is what Nas is, Nostradamus, that beat came from EPMD's Let the Funk Flow. So I grew up on EPMD, man. Shout out to my pops for putting me on the EPMD and just even raising me on Nas and stuff like that. So for to get Nas on the track with EPMD is crazy. But then to even come out of left field even more with Eminem on the exact same track, and to get Eminem to just, like, body that verse, like, he destroyed that verse, dog. Like, the way that he was just rapping and, like, the like, oh my god, it was just crazy. Like, I just can't even explain how dude was rapping, dog. If you haven't heard this album, you had to go check it out. But to hear Nas and Eminem on a track was just dope. Eminem has produced a track for Nas before off of the Godson album. But I don't think that I've ever, there are some, like, leaked songs with them, but I don't think that I've ever heard Nas and Eminem on an actual track aside from that leak and the production that Eminem has done for him. So to finally hear them on a song this late in both of their careers, and for Eminem to body the verse and then for it to be on the same song with EPMD, and the song is called EPMD 2. Like, come on, man. If you just, like, a hip hop fan, how could you not fan out for it? It was really, really dope. You know what I'm saying? Rare. Song number 5 called Rare. Ill, another one of my favorite songs off of the album, dog. Rare is just crazy. Dope beat, man. But Nas just doing Nas, man, just talking and stuff. And it's real. Like, I really think that might have been, like, the first single off of this album. And they have a video for it. But Rare is really, really dope. I keep that on repeat as well. YKTV with A Boogie and YG. Super ill, another banger. If you listen to King's Disease 1, he had the song Spicy with ASAP Ferg and Fabio Foreign, who are two dope younger artists, man. I really, really like Fabio. And of course, ASAP Ferg, man. Shout out to the ASAP Mob. So for Nas to be working with the newer age, the younger artists, you know what I'm saying? That's really dope. You don't see a lot of OGs doing that, man. You don't see a lot of OGs coming back and working with the youth, with the younger artists. And so for him to do YKTV, you know the vibes, basically. But to have A Boogie on there, and A Boogie's verse was dope. And then to also have YG, shout out to the whole 400, man. Shout out to High Bridge, the label, man. That's really a banger too. So I would have never expected to hear Nas on a song with A Boogie and YG on the exact same track. So that was dope. But you know, YG and Hit-Boy also have a good relationship, so I could see how it happened. Store Run, oh my god, dog, one of my favorites. That's definitely one of my favorites on the album too. Store Run, that beat is just so soulful, man. And just to hear what he's talking about, it kind of reminds me of Car 85 off of King's Disease 1. But yeah, man, Store Run, definitely one of my favorites, man. That's a ridiculous song. Moments is another dope song too. I just love Nas, man. I love that he can just talk about the things that he talks about, man, to paint the pictures that he paints. It's not just bars. It's really just like nobody can really do what he does better than him. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's just like the perfect way to sum it up. Nobody with Lauryn Hill, for him to bring Lauryn Hill out of retirement. Last time I believe they did a track was If I Ruled the World. And so for him to just pull Miss Lauryn Hill out of like retirement, dog, and for her to deliver the verse that she delivered on this track, oh man, crazy. And they actually went on tour with each other not too long ago too, if I'm not mistaken, a couple years back and stuff like that. So yeah, that's a really dope song. That's the one that got like the internet going crazy right now, all the critics going crazy off of Lauryn Hill's verse on that song. Really, really dope song. No Phony Love with Charlie Wilson. It seemed like Nas and Charlie Wilson been working with each other a lot more. And Charlie is just like, man, Uncle Charlie's just dope anyway. So whatever he does, he's just going to make it a super good song. And so No Phony Love is a real for real song, man. I really, really like that song as well. And, you know, Charlie just tops it off. Brunch on Sundays featuring Blast. Now, Blast is another younger artist who's on the come up, on the rise, man, and he's from the West Coast. Blast makes very, very good music, man. So if you're not familiar with Blast, if this is your first time hearing him, man, I highly recommend you go check out a bunch of his music. He just dropped some music with Mozzie. Yeah, I'm sitting up here tripping. Sorry, my mind went blank. But he just dropped music with Mozzie, but he also dropped a tape not too long ago as well. And I believe Blast just did another project with Beano Rito, who was down with Nipsey Hussle and stuff like that. So Blast has been working. So to hear him on a song with Nas, man, to make it onto this album, super ill. Shout out to Blast. Count Me In, another dope track. Hit-Boy really just doing his thing, man, all throughout with the production. And yeah, man, dope song, man. Nas being Nas. Composure featuring Hit-Boy, another dope track, man. My Bible, typical, like, just Nas being Nas, man. Really, really dope album, dog. And Nas is good just to round it off, man. I really, really love this album. It's amazing, man. It's been on repeat. I can't stop listening to it. Like, the critics are giving it, like, you know, like, high praise. It's really that good of an album. And like I said, to still be getting Nas music this late in his career, and for him to sound young and vibrant and fresh, just as he did when he was 20 something years old, but now he's like more wise, and you know what I'm saying, things are going good for him, like I said, with his businesses and everything like that. It's like he's just getting better and better with time. And so for him to keep delivering great music for us as the fans, and even for newer fans, people who might not have listened to Nas, who were just going off of the fact that he's boring, or he has boring beats, or this, that, and the fourth. It's just like, man, when it comes to Nas, man, you just gonna get what you gonna get. You know what I'm saying? And he has the ability to make bangers, to make club records and everything like that. He has the ability to do that, but why would you want that from him? Why would you recommend it? It's just like, man, take a deep dive into this album and just enjoy it. And everybody is different in the way that they make music, and Nas is just that way, you know what I'm saying? And so I feel like for him and Hit-Boy, man, I would love to hear them constantly create more and more music, more albums with each other. And I also wish that Hit-Boy and Kanye West can work out whatever situation that they have going on, you know what I'm saying, that Bad Blood and Turmoil, man, because those are both of my two favorite producers, two favorite artists, two of my favorite artists. And then for Nas to be in the middle of that, that can't be comfortable. It can't be cool. Hit-Boy having a good relationship with Big Sean, but Big Sean still being signed to Kanye. Hit-Boy was with Kanye. It's just like, man, you know, all the personal stuff, man, let's just end it, man. It's senseless, it's nonsense, man. This is hip-hop, this is the culture, man. Let's continue to push the culture forward. Let's continue to make good music, good tunes, continue to save lives with this good music, man, and these good vibes, man, and positive vibes, man. Major thank you to Nas, major thank you to Hit-Boy. Shout out to y'all for producing a great project, a great album, man. And shout out to everybody that's tuning in and listening in to Steak and Eggs, man. Hey, and until next time, dog, peace.